Well, the news came out the other day that longtime Imperial Chase County, a legendary football track coach, Fred Bessler, passed away. And man, if folks have followed sports, Imperial sports, for many, many years, going back, a few decades, you know, Coach Bessler did some great things over the years. And I tell you, a guy that was by his side for many of those years, and this guy is still doing some coaching today because I know he's got some track and field kids he's working with, and that's Coach Dan Lenders. And Coach, first of all, thanks a million for doing this. I know, a tough time. Coach Bessler meant a lot to a lot of folks, and boy, you guys had some great years there with Imperial, when Imperial High School, and then it became Chase County, didn't you?
Well, yeah, it has been. It's been a really good. You know, when I first moved out here, my family and I, we only planned to stay for a few years, but we just fell in love with the community and stayed here, and the people that live here, and the coaches and teachers that we taught with and coached with. And Fred was one of those guys, and he, man, what a staple in the coaching community, not only in Imperial but in Nebraska as well. But I learned an awful lot of stuff from Fred, football and track wise, and you know, he's really going to be missed, and I'm just thankful that I had the opportunity to work with him and learn from him. And I mean, he was just a fantastic mentor for me.
So many good years. Yeah, you as an assistant coach, of course, you went on to become the head coach there as well. But boy, you guys had some memorable battles, regular season, postseason, championship run. You guys had a lot of great games, didn't you?
We did. And, you know, we had good athletes as well. But I think one of the main things that gave us consistency with our football and track programs is our coaches stayed together. There wasn't a lot of turnover in coaches. I mean, we had a lot of, you know, Rex Heckenlively and Skip Martin and myself and, you know, a bunch of others. I mean, our staff didn't change. I think that's really, a lot of people don't realize it, but I think that's really a key to how successful, you know, a program can become and stay.
Did some of those guys, players, past coaches, did they come back for the funeral just recently?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, we had some really good people there. Doug Banks, who's now athletic director at Appalachian State down in North Carolina. He was back for it, and he was an All-American punt returner at Kearney, you know, for us. And Dusty Hudson, he's got the shot put record here at school. He's a coach out in Casper, Wyoming. He was back. And Andy Baum and a pole vaulter who lives in Denver. He was back. We just had a lot of good kids back, and it was great to see everybody.
If I recall, Dusty was one of those rare thrower and a really good high jumper too, wasn't he?
He was a good high jumper and a really good football player too. And I mean, you know, there when we made that run there for a couple years under Fred, when we you know, went to Lincoln, I think we got beat by David City Aquinas, and then we got beat by Norfolk Catholic. But I mean, he was the kicker for us, and he was a tight end for us, and he went on and played college football. Fred's had a lot of good kids that have gone on to teach, coach, get married, you know, start their families and stuff. And you know, a lot of those kids have, you know, moved back to Imperial. So that's kind of a neat testimony in itself, just to say that.
Yeah, 27 years in the school system, 37 as a coach. So he was, no question, he was in the program for a long time.
He was, you know, and I think if I remember right, Fred started out at Wheatland before they became Madrid Wheatland, and I think they won an 8-man state tournament there, and then I think he went to Cozad, and he was an assistant coach there. And I think back in, if I remember right, 69, they won Cozad won Class B, and he was the assistant on that staff. And then when he left Cozad, he came here to Imperial, and then he's, you know, been here ever since. But, yeah, what a great guy.
Of course, I follow, and I've always talked to his son, Chris, for many years. Chris went on, of course, a great athlete himself, went on to coach some football. He's got a kid now doing some great things at Doan and track and field. So, and I'm sure that's been the case with a lot of those kids that Coach Bessler is involved. Those kids had kids, and their kids are doing well. It's just kind of been a domino effect, hasn't it?
It has. You know, I think... You know, Chase County, Imperial, you know, we've had kind of a Doan connection, you know, with Ed Fye being the track coach down there. Eddie was from, you know, Juanita. That's his hometown. And he's gotten, you know, Doan's pulled some nice track athletes and football athletes out of this part of the state, you know, for their program. And it's kind of neat to see. It's kind of a, I call it kind of a mini pipeline, but I think they've done nice things. And, you know, those things don't happen unless you have a coach that knows what's going on, that's been in the system for a long time, that's, you know, knows how to coach everything, and is just, you know, a good community person and relates well with other people.
Coach, I've been told and I heard stories over the years, the Imperial Grant rivalry was always big, and it's that way here, but maybe not as fierce as it was. But I think Coach Gaston back in the day and the Grant days, was that something that, you know, some great days when those two teams hooked up, didn't they?
There were a lot of great battles. I remember. You know, Fred and Al were really good friends. You know, and Al, he started his coaching career down at Hagler. But, you know, and then, of course, he coached at Grant. And then, you know, he finished up at Ogallala. But, you know, I can remember Fred and Al talking about, you know, what the feeling was on Friday night. And one of the things that Al and Fred always talked about was, oh, the Friday night lights. I can't wait for the Friday night lights. You know, and that was... That kind of put it all in perspective. But, yeah, we did have some knockdown, drag-out fights with Grant and memories that I'll take with me for, you know, forever. It's been a good rivalry between our communities and stuff, and with the coaching staffs and, you know, the kids, they know each other, and they're back and forth with each other. But, I mean, good rivalry, respected rivalry, but, man, What some great games we had with those guys.
And as you kind of touched on earlier, you're a longtime assistant coach, but when was the time for you to take over the head coaching position? Coach Bensler stepped aside. You were ready for it, weren't you?
Well, I don't know if you're ever ready to fill a person's shoes like Fred's. I mean, I was anxious, and I stepped in, and I did it. And, you know, of course, I had a lot of good help from him, and, you know, like I said earlier, he was a great mentor for me, and I appreciate everything that I've learned from him, not only in life but also, you know, football, track, and it's been a good blessing for me.
Of course, many years ago, Coach Bensler was inducted into the Nebraska State High School Hall of Fame, and that was a given. That was a no-brainer back in the day, wasn't it?
It was. Very well deserving for him, you know. I mean, and he's just, I think, you know, he's been a coach that people have looked up to, you know, not only in the southwest part of the state, the western part of the state, but I think statewide, you know, he was known by all, and, you know, I think a good fan of many, maybe not so much to the referees, but... But I mean, what a great person!
Yeah, he could get a little growly every now and then, couldn't he?
Oh yeah, yeah. But I mean, what, you know, that's part of the coaching thing, I think. I mean, there's going to be something that stirs your feathers, so you gotta be ready. But I will say this about Fred. You know, he stood up for his kids, he stood up for his team, he stood up for the community. And, you know, just what a class act.
Yeah, I had a chance to get some interviews with Coach Bensler back in the 90s when I was just a young guy. But he had that kind of deep, kind of little gravelly voice. But, boy, he answered your questions, whatever you threw at him, something like that. And very, very nice to get along. He treated me well in those interviews back in the day. And I'm sure he did that with everybody, didn't he?
He did. He was a good guy. You know, there wasn't anybody that he never wanted to talk to. He would always sit down and talk to anybody about anything. So, you know, that's one of the good memories that I'll take from him.
Before I let Coach Lenders go, I've got to get his take, because he is right now enjoying a great helping out with the Chase County track and field teams and helping them with the throws. And, man, you've got a dynamite young man and senior Noah Rao, who's going to be taking his talents, of course, to Lincoln with the Huskers next year. But that young man, 207 feet a season, a career best this year, Coach. Boy, he's been fun to watch, hasn't he?
He has, and man, what a joy to coach. He's been so helpful with the younger kids. You know, a lot of times you get a good athlete and stuff, sometimes they start acting like a prima donna, like, you know, everybody owes them something. Well, Noah's not that way. He's the complete opposite. I mean, he's just hard worker. He's a lifting fool. He lifts. He works hard. He helps the younger kids. It's just been nice to see him progress, you know, from junior high through his high school years and stuff. And, you know, currently right now he's broke his own state mark. You know, he's thrown 207.3, and I think he's going to have some more in him. And those the marks that he's set so far, you know, have not been. He hasn't gotten any help from the wind. In fact, a couple of them he's had a tailwind and stuff. But man, if anybody ever gets a chance to get out and see him throw, go to a track meet and watch Noah Ralph throw. He's just a great person. He comes from a great family, and I have really been privileged to be around him and had the opportunity to coach him. And last year he qualified for the Nike Outdoor Nationals out in Eugene, Oregon, and so we went out there and threw in the rainstorm and stuff out there, and you know, scratched a few of his throws, but he qualified again for it this year. So we're going back out in towards the end of June to that meet, and he's going to compete in that one. Then he's going to also compete in the USA Track and Field Under 20 meet. So he'll compete in two meets out there. He's got 2 days of throwing, so I'm looking forward to that. And last year when he was out there, he was the youngest competitor out there in the discus. I think in his flight there was 11 in the third flight that he was in last year, there was 11 people. But you know, the kid, I mean, he's going against kids from Florida State, Stanford, you know, Miami, just all over the place, and it was a good experience for him, good learning experience. The coaches at Nebraska, I've talked with them, and I tell you what, they're getting a class act kid in Noah Rowell. I mean, he's going to represent that school and that our state in a very, very positive way.
Coach, I've heard a few things about at Burke there that they got to move the fences back because the fences were like 205 or something like that. Have you heard about that? They're going to have to move those babies back.
Well, I don't know what they're going to do, but I think they. And last year when he got his championship throw on his second throw in the prelims, and he threw, you know, 203.9, I mean, it was. I was standing back there videoing him and stuff, and it just. I mean, he just caught a good one and just kept rising, rising, rising. It was kind of neat to see. You could hear people out there gasping, and then all of a sudden those people, you know, out towards the back end of the sector, they all start backing up at the same time. It was a sight to see.
Coach, always great to talk sports with you. I know, again, I when I thought about, you know, Coach Messler passing away, I thought, wait, we got to do a little feature, and Coach Leonard's name brought up, and I thought, that's the exact guy to go to. So, great memories. You guys, if you had time, could spend hours and hours and hours talking about all the great stories out there.
You know, we could. If I could get Skip Martin to come back, or if he could, you know, and Rex, heck of a lot would come up. We could write a book about Fred. I mean, there's every day we had a story. We'd come to practice every day and we'd laugh and giggle. I mean, it was the best of times as a coach.